Good morning, everyone. Good Chodesh. Today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, Lamed Adar Aleph, Toshin Pei Beis, March 3rd, 2022. We are learning Dirshu Mishmurin Simin Dalet Sifyat Ches, Shir number 14. That's Simin Dalet, chapter 4, number 18 in the Mechaber. We continue to discuss the halachas of Netilas Sedayim Shachris, of washing your hands in the morning. The question is now, what happens if a person does not wash his hands when he is mechuyev to wash his hands? So, until now we discussed a couple of problems that can exist. Number one, he's keeping this tumah, this impurity on him for longer. Unnecessarily, we discussed that's not a positive thing. That's number one. Number two, if he touches his open parts of his body, his eyes, ears, nose, mouth, etc., it could be mazik them, it could damage them. Here at the end of Sifyat Ches, we'll see another problem can exist if a person was obligated to wash his hands three times each, and he does not. We'll see that here in Mitzvah Shem at the end of Sifyat Ches. Eilu dvarim tzricha netila b'mayim. These are the things now that require netila b'mayim, to wash your hands with water. Take a look first, before we go further, because it's a pretty long list. Take a look at the bottom in the Mishnah and Sifkat Lamed Ches. Tzrichin netila, why do you have to wash your hands? And number 38 on the bottom. Bottom is a reference to the Mishnah Brura. Lohasir ruach ra hashara al yadezeh. He has to remove the ruach ra that is resting on his hands. Al kein yimaher litol tekef. Therefore, you should yimaher, immediately wash your hands as quickly as possible. It's not an incorrect attitude. It'd be, oh, okay, I'll get to it when I get to it. No, quickly wash your hands to remove this ruach ra. Vanatila tiyah ad perek, and the washing should be until the wrist. Perek is the joint, referring to the wrist here. Valkoponim ad saif kishe etzba'isov, like we said earlier, at the very least, till the end of your fingers. All of your fingers should be washed. Aval im lichlech yodli betit of a refesh de inbay mishum ruach ra in sarech rak lekaneach mokar mamaluchlach bilvad vidai. However, if a person just got his hands dirty, let's say he was just touching some mud or some dirt got on him, so he does not have to wash mishum ruach ra. Let's say he touches the floor, picks something from the floor and looks at his hands are dirty. And he was touching something in his car, and his tire, and his looks at his hands dirty, or anything like this. So that's not going to bring ruach ra. So that you want to wash your hands. So when you have a chance to wash your hands because of hygiene, you want to be clean. But that's not ruach ra. That's not going to bring ruach ra. And the list of issues that we have at the end of Sifyat Ches. So le'in tefila yivoy lekamon. In regards to dating, we'll see later on Simon Sadi Beis. Ayin shom be'alach. Okay. So he says, "Elu dvarim tzrichin netilu b'mayim." You need to wash with water. Says the Mishnah in Sifkat Lamed Tes, number 39. Avdu l'tfilo v'kol shekein l'tayro dai achar kol elu b'nikayim ba'am. Even though for tfilo and for tayro it's sufficient if you just clean your hands with anything, like we discussed in the past. Let's say you don't have water. You don't have any water, and it's time to daven. What should you do? So you wipe your hands on the table. You wipe your hands on your pants. You know, you want to clean your hands, you know. You could even take one of those wipey cloths, you know, those alcohol swab things, right? So that's a little like water, but you're not pouring water in your hands. And you can wipe your hands with that if you have one of those. That's totally fine. For tefillah, that's totally fine. Just that all it needs is nikayin. So av de l'tefillah v'kol shekein l'tayra, even more so for the learning tayra, dai achar kol elu b'nikayin ba'alma. As we'll see later on in Sifchav Gimel, the Ma'iri becoming Amita. Ukidul Kamam is Sifchav Gimel Chav Beis rather the Ma'iri becoming Amita. In Sifchav Beis, we're discussing when you get up from the bed because you can't be enoch in other cases as well. Mikomakoim listali gruach rot sorich dafka ma'im. So there are different discussions that will be mentioned that is for nikoyin. Nikoyin means cleanliness, and in that case, you're not required to use water. However, there are those that we'll discuss that are because of ruach ra, and you specifically need water to remove the ruach ra. You only need water when the person gets up in the morning, come in the mita, gets up from the bed. There are those that are machmir, that when the person walks amongst a mace, it's lavaya, and he's walking next to the kever, next to the coffin, rather, so to the mita, so he should also wash his hands. Could be if he's only within dalad amis, you know, of the kever of the coffin rather, but the minhag is the person goes to lavaya even if he's not within dalad amis. The minhag is to wash his hands. He says another reason that a person mishamish mitasa, if he has relations, so he should also wash his hands after as well. It's brought down in the svarim that the person washes his hands before he has relations, it could help with shalom bayis. How that works, I can't explain that, but just telling you what I've seen in this farm. So we're discussing here after the fact, which is important, but even before is also an inyan. Now the Mishra brings down the sefer called Heichal HaKodesh. So you notice many people, when they leave the Beis HaKisei, they wash their hands three times each. So where does this come from? So we see a makor over here from the Sefer Heichal HaKodesh that he says you should wash your hands three times each when you come out of the bathroom. However, it brings the Magen Avraham that he says it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Now, in the derech they bring from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that on Yom Kippur, when a person is not allowed to wash his hands, but if his custom, his minig, is to wash three times each, and he comes out of the bathroom, Rishoy Lasses cannot be Yom Kippur. He's permitted to do so even on Yom Kippur. Even on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to do so. But he, of course, he should make sure to wash, in that case, only up to the fingers, not the hands, not the wrist. Only up to the wrist, only the fingers, not the palm and the rest of the hand. Let's go back now to the top of the page. And the list of different things a person has to wash his hands with mayim. So he says like this: Hakam in the mita. A person gets up in the morning, as we discussed numerous times already. You have to wash negel vaser. Vahayoytzi beis akisei. A person leaves the bathroom. So we just discussed over here. The Heichal HaKodesh says to use with three times. The Magen Avraham says no, you don't need three times. When beis americhatz, in those days they had the washrooms. They had the public bathroom, wash, you know, take a bath over there. So you'd have to wash when you come out of that as well. Vanoitel tziparnov, practically speaking nowadays, person takes a shower, person goes to the swimming pool, goes to the pool, and he comes out, and the understanding is because you're going to touch parts of your body that are normally covered. So you have to wash negavas when you're finished. Vachoyel tzminolov, a person who takes off his shoes. Now, it doesn't mean to take off the shoes, it means to touch your shoes while you're taking them off. And that's because of the schmutz. Therefore, a person gets a new pair of shoes. A person who works in a shoe store and takes off a new pair of shoes from the shelf, he doesn't have to wash his hands every time. There's no schmutz in that, right? When he touches his feet, when he scratches his head. Scratching the head doesn't mean to just touch your hair. Scratch means mamish, to give a good gazunter scratch. You know, your mamish scratching that to the point where you would be quite uncomfortable to shake someone's hand after he just scratched his head. Then you'd have to wash your hands in such a case. There are those that say, even if you go bein amesim amongst, let's say, a cemetery or there's levaya, mishinogo the mace, person who was naga be mace, he touched the mace. Such a case also is to wash negavas. Misha mafli kelo, person who's cleaning out his clothing from lice. Vamishamish mitaso, when has relations, also should wash his hands, as we said. Vahanegea bikina, when the touch is a louse, as we see, it was very common back then, that it was kept me stated. Vahanegea begufoi, one who touches his body. The body, the parts of the body that are normally covered. Misha also achas mikol elu v'loy notol im tamud chochum u tamudu mishtakech me'eno ei tamud chochum yoitz midaitoi. What is the outcome, the result, if a person is obligated to wash his hands to remove the zruach ra and he does not when he's supposed to? So if the person is a Talmud Chacham and he does not remove the Ruach Ra, Talmud Mishtakach, he's going to forget his learning. That's one problem. If the person is not a Talmud Chacham, so he says he's Yoytzi Midaitai. Let's take a look here at the Mishmar Sifkatan Mem. And even if he did not do anything, even if he did not use the bathroom. Now, you know what? Let's first finish over here. Even so too, if he goes out of a base of merchatz, of a place where you wash yourself, you take a bath, shower, and even if he went in there, walked out, even if he did not wash himself, he should still wash his hands. And the reason is because of the Ruach Ra that is resting in these places. Fine. So that's the Mishmar in Sifkatin Mem. So you'll say, okay, if I go into my bathroom to get a tissue, and then before I go out, or when I go out, I should wash my hands? So nowadays, our bathrooms, our mikvois, or places like this, don't have the issues that they had back then. A bathroom nowadays, as we all know, you flush and it goes down. Yes, if a person is not flushing and it keeps it up there, it could be problematic. But that's the norm is, you flush and it goes away. So the general consensus of the Paiskim is that one does not have to wash his hands if he just goes into a bathroom and then comes out of the bathroom. Doesn't have the same issues as they had back then. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says this very clearly. Ein lo din beis akisa gomor of ein tzarech netila ve'ein matzrich netila. And okay, he says further here in Sifkat Mem Aleph, person who's chaylus min the olav, he takes off his shoes mishum shenageya biyado beis achalitza, and the reason is because he touches his shoes at the time when he takes his shoes off. Right, it's very common you have to touch your shoes in order to take them off. But a person kicks off his shoes, and the person does not have to wash his hands. He doesn't touch his shoes, doesn't have to wash his hands. Now, these three cases of touching the shoes, touching one's feet, scratching his head, there's no ruach ra in those cases. That's not because of ruach ra. Okay? Rak mishum nekiyus. That's because of nekiyus, cleanliness. Alkein ein tzarech lamayr li tol yadav tekef. Therefore, since we're defining these cases of one who takes off his shoes, one who scratches his head, and one just touches his feet, his covered parts of his feet, in all these cases, it's not because of ruach ra, so he doesn't have to quickly run to wash his hands because it's not a ruach ra issue. Ma'ashenkein be'enef li mishum ruach ra. As opposed to the ones that are discussed in the Sifkat Lamed Ches, because of Ruach Ra, so he does have to try to remove that Ruach Ra as soon as possible. If he walks Bein Amesim, the Beis HaKvarit, let's say he's in the cemetery, because of the Maril Simon Chof Gimel. So the Maril is, as we learned numerous times, we had a shiur from David Gross on this, on the life and Torah of our leaders here for Seder. The Maril is one of the Av of the Minhagim, the fathers of the Minhagim of Minhagi Ashkenaz that we follow. He says, "Sheyesh litol koydim shispalo al kvaris." You hear this? People don't always know this. Kohanim don't know this because Kohanim don't go to the cemetery. But a person goes to the cemetery. He wants to say tilim by relative's kever on the yard site. He wants to say tilim by a tzaddik's kever. He wants to daven to Hashem in the makom of a tzaddik. The Maril says, "Sheyesh lito koydim shispal al kvaris." One should daven. Well, excuse me. One should wash his hands before he davens by the kever, not just afterwards, which is yedua. You just left the cemetery. You were in dalat amos of the kever of the cemetery of the mace. V'reichs and shein is b'shuvi lachotza beis akvaris, and you wash your hands a second time when you return from the chotza beis akvaris. Shiruchis Royis Melavin Achayis. When you hear this, Ruchis Royis, these evil spirits escort the person when he comes back from the cemetery. That's why you wash your hands a second time. Now there are those, it's even brought down in the Svarim, there are those that go to the mikvah, you hear this now? Go to the mikvah before they go to the cemetery. Why? They go to the mikvah before they go to the cemetery because they want to make sure they're tahar. There's no issues of keri. They want to make sure they're clean, spiritually clean. And this way they won't attach on themselves the ruchis rois from the cemetery. Okay. Now, sticking to our topic over here, the Maril says to wash before, wash your hands before you go in, and on your way out, wash as well after you come out also. There are those that also have the custom to wash the face as well. That's brought down from the Malbim, the Arzis HaChaim. Fine. Another reason to wash your hand, if a person is touches a mace, if a person went into one mace or he escorted a mace, the minig is to wash as well. And he explains it, what does it mean, nichnas eitzel a mace? The Prima Gadol explains that she'ein ze elo benichnas b'toich dalar amoysov. So here the Prima Gadol says that it's only if you go within toich dalar amoysov. Let's say a person's in a big town, you're in Flatbush, and you see there's a levaya, and you know you're on the sidewalk, and you're coming out of the store, and all of a sudden, mamish, you see there's levaya, you know, on the street where you are. Does that now obligate you, maker a din, to have to go wash negel vaser? So the Prima Gadol says, if you're in Dalat Amos, yes. If you're not in Dalat Amos, you're on the sidewalk and they're in the street, so that would not obligate you to wash negel vaser. He says further in. In Zivkat Mem Gimel, v'nagul akbari mikanis adam l'bayis acher kaidim sheyirchatz v'minig avoyseinu tayrihi. If the minig is to be makbid, that the person should wash his hands before he goes into the house, v'nagul akbari mikanis adam l'bayis acher kaidim sheyirchatz, and he brings in strong lashon here, v'minig avoyseinu tayrihi. The minig of avoyseinu bayis acher, as he brings here, is taken out in the Dirshonot they bring down. Mashikosa bayis acher loshin arama anu levush hishmi teves acher. Takes out the word acher. Kafachaim kosa b'shem yofel lelev shemilagenu shlo yikonis odom afilo lebeisoy. And we know that's the custom. The minig is not just bayis acher, not just a different house, but the minig is when a person comes back from levaya, he does not go into his house, into his own house, until he washes negel vaser outside of the house. Now, what happens if you came back from a levaya, and you came back from a levaya, you came back from a cemetery, there was no water, you couldn't wash it, you wanted to go into your house, and lemaisa, no one's home. There's no washing up outside the house. The only solution aids is to go inside the house. Okay, so get it yourself. What are you supposed to do? Wait outside until you get it?
Put your hands on some dirt or something would help, or
no? Dirt is for cleanliness. I mean, it's funny. This is Rach Ra, right? You need water. Water. So you go into your house, get the cup, and wash outside. That's what you should do. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. It's not Isser. It's the minig, the correct minig. Yeah. But the Maisav, there's no one there to give you water. What are you supposed to do, right? You don't have to stay outside until someone comes home. Okay. He says further, Kalov, we also said you should wash your hands if you clean out your clothing from the lice. Even if the person didn't find any lice, but he was just looking for the lice in his clothing, in those days that was a common thing, and that would warrant also washing one's hands. Bikina, if he touches a kina, but parush, so kina is a louse. So parush is a different type of a bug. After the dive in the kain ba'am, in that case you can put your hands like in some dirt or something clean. You know, it's funny. We say to clean your hands. With dirt, sounds like an oxymoron, right? Dirt is usually dirty, right? But it doesn't mean dirt. It means like, you know, earth, you know, and just like to wipe your hands in the grass a little, right? You know, you're not getting your hands dirty by cleaning them with dirt, right? Dirty, right? So this parush is a different type of a bug. So they get it to Hilchos Nida in regards to ksamim, stains. Sifkotin memvav biyodim, mekoymesim utunofois, shiyesh behem ilmuli zeya. So this is an important thing, which unfortunately I see. People don't pay attention sometimes. They're in the middle of learning, and sometimes throughout the day they'll touch themselves, they'll scratch themselves, touch the bottom of their shoes. If they cross their legs, and then their pants come up a little, and then their socks are lower down, so then they put their hands on their feet, on their legs, and then they go make a bracha. These are really called covered parts of your body. If your body is now exposed, or the person touched his leg, his actual skin, he should go and wash his hands. Now, if a person does not, so he said, when he's mechuyev to wash his hands, he does not. So if he is a Talmud Chacham, he's going to forget his learning. And if he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's going to yoytze midaita. It sounds like it goes like meshuga. That's what it sounds like, yoytze midaita. But that's not exactly how the Mishnah explains. He says, "Ein be'al yirabe v'roitze loymar, shed nislabish boi ruach shtus, v'aydei zeh yuchalovo yachakach la'aveira." So it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is going to go crazy, but what it means is that a person does an aveira. Why does a person do aveira? Because it's nichnas boy ruach shtos. He has this ruach of foolishness that enters him, because since he didn't wash his hands, he's now enveloped by this foolishness, this ruach shtos, to do an aveira. And aveira is a slippery slope, and then the person do aveiras. So it's a very serious thing here. If a person is mechuyev to wash his hands in the case that we spoke about, come in the mitah, and whatever the cases are, all the cases are above that we listed, this mishamish mitasa we discussed, in all these cases, if a person does not wash his hands, if he's not a Talmud Chacham, and who's going to say he's a Talmud Chacham, then it could cause him to start doing aveiras. Because what's the first aveira here? The first, he's supposed to wash his hands. He didn't wash his hands. Now he's enveloped by this ruach ra, and now it propels him in the wrong direction. Sif yotes, amekis domyak, safayim v'loy notol yodov, mefachet shivi yom. A person who bloodlets, in those days it was very common to bloodlet, times of the Gemara, he bloodlets from his shoulder, and he does not wash his hands, he'll be scared for 7 days. One who gets a haircut or shaves, doesn't wash his hands, he'll be afraid for 3 days. See, part of one who cuts his fingernails or toenails, does not wash his hands, he'll be scared for 1 day. He's going to be afraid, but he doesn't know why he's afraid.
Wow.
They also used to put leeches on their body to bloodlet as a remedy, a medicinal method of refuah. If one would do that, also he says here, one should also wash his hands. Rosh Hashanah says if a person donates blood, he does not. Well, let's say a blood test. You know, you get a blood test, little vial of blood. He says you don't have to wash your hands. He also says if you donate blood, also you don't have to. I remember going, I used to donate blood by Rav David Cohen Shul in Flatbush, Bulyavitz. I'm not saying this is his psak. I'm just saying where I did it. And they did have a sign there. I don't remember who they were quoting, but the Maya said they did put up a sign to encourage people to wash their hands after you donate blood. Sif Chaf. A person who washes his face, it doesn't dry them well, dries his face well. His face could develop cracks or boils. And the remedy for this is to wash his face with beet juice. Okay, we have to know if lemaisa this nageb is manazev shinya teva, the nature changed for these things, because there is. Of course, with refuah, medical things definitely did change. Sifchav al v'tzaruv lizar v'tfilo oy ba'achila v'ayin lekaman siman tzadi beisav vav siman kusamach dalid shalaliga b'shoik v'yerech mekaymes mechusim ba'adam. When the person is davening, when the person is eating, he has to be careful not to touch his covered parts of his body, his thigh, his legs, any part that's normally covered. L'vishayesh b'sham
milmulme zeya. What is milmulme zeya? Zuama kein sa'irim ktanim. You have these, you have sweat. You have sweat. That's a very common thing. You have sweat in the covered parts of your body. Therefore, during davening, during eating, one should not be touching covered parts of his body. V'chein shaloi l'chakech roishoi. One should not scratch his head with his hand. If a person uses a yarmulke, that's why you see sometimes someone will use a yarmulke, because you're scratching with a baguette, you know, that's not a problem. You don't have to wash your hands. But a person's head, the open areas in his face, or in his arms and his hands, it's not a problem if you touch those parts during davening or eating. Says the Mishra Sivkotin Memtes, Vuadin, Betfila Vuadin, Beshashu Isaac Batayr. So too, not just when you're davening, not just when you're eating, but also when you're learning Torah. A person is learning Torah, a person has to be careful not to touch the covered parts of his body. I just tell you, unfortunately, I see people aren't so macro with it sometimes.
Do they have to wash water if they don't, or it's time where they just put their hands on something?
Okay, so if you're in the middle of learning, there is a leniency that you can just clean your hands, you know, on the table or something like this. But the first step is for a person to realize, I should not be doing that.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what you have to understand. Sifkan Samech Bey, he says here in Sifkan Nun Samech Bey, Sifvav, there's Bar Sham, Oimed Bitfilo, person's davening, is Oimed Bitfilo, Vinizkur Shinog B'mokam Etunath, Daimin Nikoyin Ofor, Mishachich Shemichachich Yadav Akaisel. So he's really answering your question. You asked a very good question here. Person's in the middle of davening.
Yeah.
And he accidentally did. Okay, he knows he's not supposed to, but let's say he did. He had an itch and he scratched himself. So at that point in time, just wipe your hand on the table, on the wall, something that can clean your hands. The ma yase bemsa tefillah. What should you do in the middle of tefillah? Now, tefillah here usually means middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's usually what it means. Mm-hmm. But even if a person is davening, let's say psukah de zimra, you know, it could also be I had to just wipe his hands on the table, something like this. Miyu imayme that dayin. Actually, he says not like this. He says miyu imayme that dayin bekriyas shema bepsukah de zimra. So he says very clearly that if a person is by Kriya Shema or by Psukah de Zimra, Tzarich, he should get up Leilich v'litol yodav and go wash his hands. He brings him the premier condom. Then he says, take a look also in Siman Kusam of Dalad, the Shem is Bar Shema Ovar v'Nogav v'Zoich Asud v'Tzarich litol yodav shein is kadin. Person, let's say in the middle of his meal, he's eating and he also touches the covered part of his body, he has to go wash Negevaser, go wash again. So we'll see Mitzvah Hashem together. Mitzvah Hashem and Kusam of Dalid. We'll say it now because it's over here in the Mishnah that a person's in the middle of eating and he touches a part of his body he's not supposed to. Now he should get up, wash his hands again, wash the Negel Vaser, but do not, he says, don't make a bracha. You're washing to remove that zeya. That's schmutz. But do not make another bracha. Milmuli zeya, ein yoredeya simin kuf yud vav the tzarch lezar mizeya. Person should be careful from the sweat. The chol zeya sama mav is chutz mizeya upon them. Every sweat is like poison. Is sama mav is like poison, except for the sweat from the face. It's similar davar bezeya sapecha toich alechem. And it says in yoredeya over there, what's the source for the fact that the zeya is dangerous? Well, Zeya is Zeyas. Zeyas apecha toich alechem. This is a klala. Adam was cursed. You ate from the Eitz Hadas, but Zeyas apecha toich alechem. You're going to work from the sweat of your brow, you're going to make a pinasa. Not going to come to you on a silver platter. The fun of, the chemet savar adachaze. So the Mechaber said that Abba Mekaymes Magulun Bereisha, if his open face or his open area of his face, and so too by a person's neck until his chest, that's also considered open. The kosam is a shekel. Is that totally the feminine mekaymes in maderech lias magula? Depends on different places what's considered to be defined as opened, revealed parts of the body. Sheb is royosav, so too by a person's arm, ada perek anikra, elenbeigen, his elbow, elenbeigen, his elbow. So until the elbow, from the above the elbow, like where you're already putting on your tefillin, even a little below that, where your tefillin should not go, that already, if you touch that part of your body, So then you'd have to wash your hands. Therefore, what does that mean? Let's discuss this for a second. By tefillin in the morning, a person should be careful, and you could train yourself. You could train yourself. It's not a hard thing to do. It takes some time and concentration. Now, when you put on your tefillin, try not to touch your bicep and that part of the body, because you see over here, you'd have to wash your hands if you do. I do see people sometimes, they go wash their hands after they put in their tefillin, and lechatchila, be careful not to touch your bicep when you put on your tefillin.
You should wash your hands and not just touch something if you did touch it.
I mean, you're about to start diving, so why not? You know, just roll up your tzuas. Don't get them wet.
Right.
But best is to be careful in the first place. So it could be a person who walks. Let's say that we discussed a person should not be walking barefoot. But let's say he lives in hot neighborhoods, in the hot climates, and you're walking barefoot. So that might not require you, if you touch your foot, the top part of your foot at least, to have to wash your hands if you touched it, because it could be considered to be an open, revealed part as opposed to a covered part. Okay, let's see. Okay, Sifcha Beis and Yitzhak Hashem, we'll pick up with tomorrow. Okay, I'll be Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach HaBaisai.